I was up last night. I was sending out tweets in the middle of the night, me sitting in Fantasy Island in my pyjamas. Decided to put clothes on last night. I usually do it naked. To watch the presidential election debates. Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump clashed over their policies and their character in the first Hill Vice debate of the campaign. The Democratic candidate accused a Republican rival of hiding something because of his failure to publish his tax returns. Mr. Trump dismissed Mrs. Clinton's record in office as a bad experience, and there were pretty full-on exchanges over each other's fitness for office.
Good evening from Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York. I'm Lester Holt, anchor of NBC Nightly News. I want to welcome you to the first presidential debate.
Donald, it's good to be with you.
We have to stop our jobs from being stolen from us. We have to stop our companies from leaving the United States.
The kind of plan that Donald has put forth would be trickle-down economics all over again. In fact, it would be the most extreme version, the biggest tax cuts for the top percent of the people in this country than we've ever had.
NAFTA is the worst trade deal maybe ever signed anywhere, but certainly ever signed in this country. And now you want to approve Trans-Pacific Partnership. You were totally in favor of it. Then you heard what I was saying, how bad it is, and you said, I can't win that debate. It's all words. It's all sound bites. I built an unbelievable company, some of the greatest assets anywhere in the world, real estate assets anywhere in the world.
And the birther lie was a very hurtful one. You know, Barack Obama is a man of great dignity, and I could tell how much it bothered him.
The truth is, under President Obama, we've lost control of things that we used to have control over. I have much better judgment than she does. There's no question about that. I also have a much better temperament than she has. I said, there's a person with a temperament that's got a problem.
Secretary Clinton.
Woo! Okay. His cavalier attitude about nuclear weapons is so deeply troubling. So a man who can be provoked by a tweet should not have his fingers anywhere near the nuclear codes, as far as I think anyone with any sense about this should be concerned.
That line's getting a little bit old, I must say. Listen,
it's a good one, though.
I would like to.
Well, no, describes the problem.
It's not an accurate one at all.
Good night, everyone.
I'm not sure how many of you will have sat up to.
Thanks, Lester.
Very much. Thank you.
I was just saying, I'm not sure how many of you will have set up to watch it last night. I did. Got to bed about 4:30 last night. Not exactly good prep for the show today. Dr. James Boyce, US political analyst. Morning to you, James.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. The commentator, Trump supporter, Charlie Wolf. Good morning, Mr.
Good
Wolf.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, James.
What did you make of it, James? Who won that debate last night?
Well, I think it was quite clear. I have to be honest. And I know Charlie's going to disagree with me on this. I thought you played a number of very, very sort of contrite statements there from Donald Trump, but I really thought Hillary Clinton did far better than many people thought she would have done. I was worried about Hillary Clinton going into this. I thought she was going to be blown out of the water by a very bombastic Donald Trump, and I thought she did very, very, very well. She demonstrated her mastery of the issues and brought the argument back to Donald Trump time and again. I thought the moderator did very, very well under difficult circumstances. And I think Charlie will agree with me. It was great to see these two people going at it one-on-one together. For too many years across American politics, these debates have been staid presentations where it's like a two-minute soundbite from one candidate and two-minute soundbites from another. And if nothing else, last night was, it appeared, a proper and robust debate, which was great to see.
Charlie?
Matter of fact, I think, Stephen, you probably even ate some crisps or change instead of just licking them, you know. I have to agree to a large part with what James is saying. But then again, Hillary knows her subject. She's a master at this. She's done policy. She's a policy wonk. She's been for 30 years. What had to happen last night is he had to be presidential, which for moments he sort of was and moments he wasn't. But he wasn't totally crazy. And she had to be human, which unfortunately she wasn't. To know policy is not to really make a connection. So on that front, I think both of them didn't totally achieve.
Who do you think, at the end of the day, if you're president, connection's one thing, Charlie, but understanding policy, having a depth of knowledge is another. Who do you think came across as having that depth of knowledge that's required if you're operating at that level?
I think where he was correct at the end is it's one thing having you know, policy understanding, but you have to have vision and decision making and judgment. And the record, you know, does prove that she doesn't have that. You know, if you look at Benghazi, you look at Syria, et cetera. You know, so he missed a lot of opportunities because he's never done this before. I mean, I'm not making excuses necessary for the guy. Matter of fact, even Bonnie Greer, I was chatting to her last night online, and Bonnie wouldn't necessarily be a Trump fan, but, you know, said he wasn't prepared, which he wasn't, and I agree. Said, you know, there was a lot of, you know, places where he could have come back at her. She, you know, left a lot of open holes that he missed. So she wasn't totally prepared either. It's just, you know, she was up against someone who's never done it before.
Steve? James?
Yeah, I think, listen, it's no surprise that, you know, we're probably going to disagree on this. But I thought last night that Hillary Clinton was demonstrated time and again her complete mastery over her brief. As Charlie rightly points out, she's been doing this for a very, very long time.
Was she likable, though?
Great degree of experience. Well, let's be honest about it. Her likability issue has always been her Achilles heel. And I thought she, give her credit, she tried very, very hard to address those issues. She weaved in issues of her personal narrative. She returned time and again, for example, to her father and his business background to try and juxtapose that sort of small, and he was a Republican, it must be pointed out, Republican background from Illinois with Donald Trump's business record, which I thought was an interesting approach. She can always be more likable. There's no doubt about that. But I didn't think Donald Trump did himself any favors last night by constantly trying to talk over the top of Lester Holt, the moderator, many times having to be directed back to answer the question, which again was why Lester Holt did a good job of trying to hold his feet to the fire.
He also didn't deny Charlie Wolf that he paid no tax.
Well, I maybe take a different view on this. I don't think, you know, tax is necessarily the issue. You know, revenue isn't necessarily the issue. It's how it's spent. You know, he had opportunities to make better arguments.
There would be nothing to be spent if nobody paid any tax.
How can you
be a man of the wealth that he purports to have and not pay a lot of tax? Again, he's left that question open.
We don't know whether he has or hasn't. He has financial statements that have been published. You know, but again, he missed a better opportunity to say, you know, I want to bring taxes down, which he did actually say at the beginning. That on that first question, he had her totally. On policy, it was so much better.
The issue here, Charlie, is not about what his tax policy is. The challenge is, and the question was, why won't he release his tax returns? And if it was a Democrat who'd not done this, then the Republicans would be rightly saying, you're clearly hiding something.
Yeah, but
I thought Hillary Clinton had a great response last night about having the idea that if, you know, you can't talk about how bad the infrastructure in the U.S. is when you're not contributing to it.
But again, we're going to have to move on, I'm afraid. We've run out of time. But Charlie, thank you. James Boyce.